Okay. So I want to give you a few recommendations for how to use this information and how to not use this information, because it would be a big mistake. And then we're going to answer some of these questions, like, you know, can you be in more than one stage at a time? So some recommendations here. First, the attitude with which you interact with this information is the most important thing. And what I would invite you to do is consider this like a way to illuminate, a way to illuminate life, and kind of like a flashlight, or you turn on the light and you see what you can see. Do not force anyone or anything into this model. It won't work. Another thing is you want to just understand there's no right or wrong stage to be in. They're all good. They all have wonderful things about them and challenging things about them. And you want to be careful to make the judgment that one's better than the other. It's better to be a prince than a knight. It's better to be a king than a prince. It's not. It's just different. And also, as a man, you can't help but think that. You can't help but think that it's better to be a king than a prince. And was just in a conversation about that. And especially when kings talk about the freedom and the ease that they have, a prince is going to long for that because he's so driven. And one of the things that you can't tell a prince is that the battle he's going to win is happening on a different plane than he thinks he's engaging in. So a prince will think it's all about the accomplishment, and he can't help but think it's about the accomplishment and be driven to accomplish. But when he comes out the other side as a being, having transformed from becoming to being, the victory is in the domain of being and of who he is and being clear about who he is. And it ends up having nothing to do with the accomplishment. It has everything to do with the process of the accomplishment, but not the accomplishment itself. So there's no right or wrong stage to be in. It's not better to be one than another. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, I'm talking to women now, you can't use this information like distinctions in a Sears catalog. Like, oh, I want to be taken care of, so I'm going to be with a king. One of the hardest things to get through women's heads, our partners, our men, our mates, are human beings. And the right human being for you may not necessarily be in the most desirable stage for you. The right partner for you might be an early prince. And even though you want a king, the right person is an early prince. So you need to wait it out and watch the process and learn how to enjoy it. It would be not appropriate to use this information to to put a man in a box. You know, don't go home and say, I found out what's wrong with you. You're a middle prince. In fact, I would never tell any man what stage he's in. Ever, ever, ever. Even though men walk down the street practically with signs on their forehead that tell me what stage they're in, I would never tell them. If they asked, I would ask some questions and then I'd hazard a guess. But it's always up to him to say. And you can give him this recording, or you can present the ideas to him and ask him what he thinks about it. But it's for him to say. It's not a box for you to paint around him. That would be a huge mistake. Good way to use this information is as a way to check in with what's real, instead of what we imagine or what we assume about men. So in every stage, there are things that that man can provide easily, and there are things that he could never provide, no matter how hard he tried. And if you can appreciate what's natural for him and appreciate also what he's not going to be able to provide, and see if you can get it elsewhere, or can you go without it, instead of complaining about him not being able to provide it, which will drive him crazy and drive him away. So use this information to understand that he's doing the best that he can do, given what being a man is imposing upon him. For every stage, there are skills and abilities to master. There are ways of being to nurture. If you're going to be with a knight, you need to fill your fun tanks. You need to nurture the temptress within you, that physical, sensual, sexual, playful energy that women can be if you get enough sleep and enough exercise and movement and good food. If you're going to be with a prince, you're going to need more of the mother qualities. There's a lot of nurturing to be done, and you want to pay attention to renewing your ability to nurture, which often involves getting enough sleep. Do you hear a theme going here? And having enough time, enough nurturing time alone. And if you're going to be with a king, or if you are with a king, you've got to develop your ability to receive. You absolutely have to develop your ability to receive, and which is why we work on that in every one of our programs.